Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And while you're at it, if you are sick and tired of spending $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video games, stop immediately and go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users totally free. If you want to become a member of the Pro Wrestling Podcast family and you want your name in the shoutouts, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Pro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. Don't forget, all $25 a month contributors get to co-host a live episode of Going Live with Mr. Fro. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this interview episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast. We have a very special guest here today, and I think our audience is going to absolutely love who we have lined up for you. When you look at the talent over the years, there have been plenty of stars who took the traditional road to the top. There was an emphasis on big bodies in the 70s and 80s. You had the technical specialists dominate the 90s. But in the 2000s, a shift from a cookie-cutter mentality of character development started to take place, and the emergence of more unique and creative presentations started to make their way onto WWE programming. One of the stars who exemplified this was able to connect with the fans in an organic way. Despite not having a run with the World Championship, their career was memorable as any other. They were fun to watch, they were engaging for all the fans, and from the kids to the oldest tenured diehard fan, they absolutely loved the character. I'm of course talking about Nick Dinsmore, who portrayed the character Eugene. Welcome to the Fro Podcast, Mr. Dinsmore.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I wanted to reach out to you for so long because, I don't know if you remember, I sent a picture on Twitter. I had the privilege of meeting you years ago in Philadelphia, and I was just so thankful for how gracious you were, not just with me, but with all the fans that were there. And I'm just hoping, do the fans just let you know how special those moments mean to them?
Yeah, they always do, and it's always good to be able to take time and meet the fans and take pictures and sign autographs and get back to the fans as much enjoyment for pro wrestling as they get to meet.
That's awesome. I've been told you got your start in USWA, which I wasn't actually aware of before looking into some background with Jerry Lawler. Was that your first experience in wrestling?
Well, I started training at Ohio Valley Wrestling in Louisville, and then my first break outside of training and wrestling in OVW was, it was in the Memphis territory. About the last 6 or 8 weeks that USWA was in existence, I wrestled on TV and wrestled around the territory.
I know that when you were in OVW, because that was like a place where you had a huge impact. You got to be OVW champion, I think it was like 10 different occasions, the Southern Tag titles like 10 times. What was it like to be told you were going to be given a championship for the first time?
It's exciting. Anytime you win a championship or you're featured or you're on a main event or your picture's on the poster, it's always exciting. But OVW is where I began training, and Nightmare Danny Davis was one of my coaches, as well as the Hustler Rip Rogers. And when OVW contracted with WWE to become their developmental system, Jim Cornette came down, and he was the matchmaker, and he was very influential in my career also.
I know you had when you did this Southern Tag Team Championship thing, you were teamed up, and if I remember right, was it Rene Dupree or one of the La Resistance guys you were partners with?
Rob Conway, who was also from the Louisville, Kentucky area, was my longtime partner.
I feel like he's one of those guys who was overlooked. I feel like he's so talented and really was meant for so much more.
He's exceptionally talented, but he's a two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. So, I mean, that's a great accomplishment there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I knew early on, I understand you had some experience during, like, the Monday Night Wars with WWE and WCW sporadically used as, like, enhancement. Did you see any big differences between the locker rooms when you were in those two different areas?
So I had my run with USWA, and then 1997, Terry Taylor was working for WCW, and he called me in to do WCW. I did Nitro, I did Thunder, I did Saturday Night. I probably did about 15 total TVs for WCW, and that's at the time when WCW was at their peak. Subsequently, Terry Taylor got released from WCW and hired by WWE, and then I was hired by Terry Taylor to be developmental talent in WWE. And yeah, the locker rooms were different, but for me, I was so new to like that environment that I was just, you know, wide-eyed and happy to be there and kept my mouth shut and my eyes open and just, like, was enjoying every moment.
Do you have any, like, really special memories from OVW that stand out for you?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, I was in main event matches in the Louisville Gardens in an event that drew more than WCW was in the Louisville Gardens, like, 4 weeks later, and we, like, doubled their attendance. And you know, to be featured on an OVW show, to be champion, and we were featured on a local television in Louisville in prime time, and it was just it was really what some people call our little Camelot, because everything was right, everything made sense, and it was all, you know, good pro wrestling.
I know eventually you got the call to come up to the main roster. Do they, I guess they have some kind of meeting or something where they present you with a character. How were you presented with this character they were going to have you portray?
Well, I think it's different for everybody, but at the time, I had a meeting with Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon, and I had an idea for this character for a while, and I pitched it to them, and basically Vince just goes, "Great, I love it, we'll start on Monday." So it was a pretty cool moment.
I actually thought it was really refreshing and kind of surprising that one of the big, high-profile feuds you got really early was with Triple H. What was it like to work with him, and what's your opinion of his work?
Well, he's phenomenal. He's a five-star. I mean, when they talk about him being a ring general, he's absolutely that. But at the time, you know, it was post-NWO, post-Steve Austin, and everybody wanted to be, you know, a cool bad guy. And I wanted to go out there and do something that was completely opposite. Hurricane was the only kids character at the time, and with the brand split, there was, you know, two separate television shows, so I knew that there was a kids character on one show that was lacking, and I wanted it to be a sympathetic comedy character, because that's something that they did not have. And when I gave them that refreshing character, it definitely took off. And then Triple H wanted to work with Eugene, and it was just, you know, the right time for the right character.
I feel like that's such an honor that he wanted to work. He chose to work with you. I love that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
You did have a chance to have a run with the WWE Tag Team Championship. I know it was cut short. You got injured at one point. But I know William Regal has, we've heard so many stories over the years about how great of a ring technician he is. How was it working with him as your tag team partner?
It was really a dream come true. I'd looked up to William Regal when he was in WCW, Steve Regal. I'd loved watching him wrestle, and then, you know, to be paired with him, you know, just help the Eugene character. It was a very odd couple type character, where Regal was a straight man and Eugene was a crazy guy. But then to be able to wrestle with him in the ring, I traveled with him, and it was just it was an experience that, you know, it was literally a dream come true.
I know when you came back from your injury, you were actually in one of my absolute favorite WrestleMania moments of all time. I remember, you know, spoilers are always out on the internet, and I purposely around WrestleMania try to avoid some of them. And at WrestleMania 21, you were like instrumental in the return of Hulk Hogan when he comes out for the save when you get attacked by Muhammad Hassan. Did you get to work with Hogan at all during that period?
No, that was pretty much it. But I mean, to get into pro wrestling, you want to have a couple things, I feel like. You know, you want to have the action figure, which I got. You want to have the T-shirt, which I got. And you want to have your WrestleMania moment, which I got in Los Angeles with Hulk Hogan, and it was just like really just definitely one of the high highlights of my career.
I feel like Muhammad Hassan, they really missed the boat on it. I think, I know there was reasons he left, but what an incredible athlete and great talent. It was sad to see him go so quickly, but I hopefully, do you have any reflection on working with him at all?
Actually, I helped train him when he first got in the business. He came to Louisville, an unsigned talent, and he signed up for the class that I taught at OVW, and I helped him, you know, kickstart his career, and he was fortunate enough to be in the right place and have a right character that was, you know, very controversial, and, you know, as Eric Bischoff says, controversy equals cash.
Absolutely. And then my other huge favorite match of yours, you had a huge win over Kurt Angle when you won his gold medals. And it was like at the apex of Kurt Angle's career, and I've heard so much about him. How was it to work with him?
Kurt was definitely like an Olympic five-star athlete, and he was another guy that wanted to work with Eugene. They knew that Kurt was going to go into a big angle with John Cena, and they wanted to get him some you know, some momentum going into that angle, and he wanted to work with Eugene to be able to build some heat, and you know, an honor that he wanted to work with me, but also work with Kurt back before both of us were on TV. We had a dark match together in I can't remember, maybe St. Louis, I think, where we were, and he was a phenomenal athlete and just, you know, great to work with, and Kurt's one of the good guys in wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. I know when you were in WWE, they paired you up with so many different tag team partners, also in OVW and things like that. Who would you say you had the best experience with as a tag team?
Well, like, probably Rob Conway's probably one of my, you know, Nick Bismore's best partners, but William Regal's, of course, one of Eugene's best partners, but I love tagging with Hacksaw as well. I mean, growing up watching Hacksaw and then being able to, you know, tour and hang out and tag with Hacksaw was, you know, it was a great honor.
And then you had a short stint with Juggalo Championship Wrestling after leaving WWE, and they have like a really unique presentation as well. And for a little while there, you were teamed with Zach Gowen. What are your memories of working with JCW and with Zach Gowen?
That was a great experience. We did, I can't remember how many, we did internet television leading up to the gathering. We did maybe, I can't remember, 15 or 12 internet pay-per-views leading up to it. And they had a whole angle where Eugene tagged with Zach Gowen, and Eugene turned on Zach Gowen, and they had a big blow-off match at the gathering, and it was, they have a unique crowd and a unique product, and it's always fun to work for the Juggalos and to work with the ICP.
And then you made some sporadic appearances for WWE over the years. You had an opportunity to be a trainer at NXT, which I always thought was like perfect fit for, you know, for you, the old, because my understanding is OVW had really good old school training. Would you have preferred to remain with them as a trainer?
It was a great experience. I was there as a coach for 3 years. A lot of the talent that's on TV currently, you know, some of them started in my class, like Braun Strowman started in my class. Chad Gable was one that started in my class, and a lot of the other talent that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn worked with me off and on, and it was a great experience, but what I really wanted to do was with own and run my own company, which is what I do now in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, that's awesome. And I know you had a few interludes with Impact Wrestling or TNA at the time. I know you were involved in that Ring Ka King launch, which I was really hoping that was going to be successful because it felt different. Do you have any reflection on your time with that organization?
Yeah, that was actually really cool. There was a TV company in India that wanted to have their own wrestling company. And so they contracted with TNA, and from what I understand, I'm not sure how interested TNA was, but Jeff Jarrett was very interested. So Jeff got Savio Vega and myself to go over, and we were in India for 2 months training. I think there was 28 Indian wrestlers that had no wrestling experience, and they didn't speak English. And we taught and we trained these guys for 2 months, and then we did 28 episodes of TV that had the production quality of WWE or TNA. And the very first television show that aired, from what I've gathered, was the most watched professional wrestling show in history. And I was the very first match. So I feel like that's an honor to have, like, the hugest ratings of all time. And I wrestled, at the time, he was Mabahali Vera, but I think now he's with WWE as a developmental, but he was in TNA for a bit. He was Mabahali Shira, I think, on TNA, but he was a phenomenal talent from the minute I met him. And it was just, it was a great experience to go over there and in another country. I literally lived there for 3 months in Mumbai and trained the guys and put on a product, and it was definitely an eye-opening experience.
He's a great example of like the deep roster WWE has right now, because he was great on Impact Wrestling, and I know he's going to bring something great to WWE. And then you moved on, you started your promotion, the Midwest All Pro Wrestling. What's been the best part of that experience?
Well, I don't know. There's been so many great experiences. You know, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary, and we've had huge shows. We've had a lot of WWE talent featured on our shows. We brought in Tatanka. We brought in X-Pac. We had Eric Bischoff. Uncle Eric came in for a big event. My wife is the ring announcer. She's in Miss South Dakota 2016, and she had her very first match last month, and it was a record-breaking crowd, and everybody in Sioux Falls is really taken to Midwest All Pro Wrestling. There's no independent wrestling in South Dakota, and the closest independent wrestling is like 3 hours away in Omaha. So it was like an audience that was starving for their own professional wrestling company, and we brought it here, and the crowd has just really, really accepted us and really responded. And you know, my wife and I run wrestling monthly all around the territory.
That's awesome. Are there any stars on your current roster we should keep our eyes out for in the future?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stars. I've had three guys have tryouts so far, and the one that seems to have the most traction is an African wrestler. His name is the African Prince Ali. He's from Kenya, Africa. He's 21 years old. He started with me 2 years ago, and he's transformed his body, and he's working towards his goal, and I have a whole host of characters. It's a really good group that I've got, and guys are focused and, you know, good-natured and working hard.
That's awesome. So, of course, since it's a wrestling podcast, I got to ask you our fast five questions. I do this with all the interviews, if that's okay. It's like one of those first thing that comes to mind kind of things. Who's your favorite opponent you've ever faced?
Doug Basham is probably one of the best opponents that I've had. But then, you know, I wrestled Triple H in the main event at SummerSlam. I wrestled Kurt Angle in the main event at SummerSlam. I've been in the ring with The Rock. I've been in the ring with Hulk Hogan. I even pinned Vince McMahon, so it's hard to narrow it down to just one person.
That's awesome. How about, where's your favorite venue to perform?
I grew up in Louisville. I'm partial to the Louisville Gardens. But, you know, wrestling overseas and some of the big arenas in Germany and in Japan, and, you know, even the big arena that we did in India was phenomenal. But, you know, the Louisville Gardens, I think, is like kind of in my heart, because that's where I grew up watching wrestling.
So with all the wrestlers that are out there right now, who right now is your dream opponent?
Out there now, I don't know. I guess whoever's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania, because that's the spot I want to be in.
So if you could bring one wrestler back from the past for a match, who would you want to face?
Oh, without a doubt, it'd be Macho Man. And it's weird, because this past Sunday, just a couple days ago, I was in a tag match with Lanny Poffo.
Oh, geez. I've heard he's such a class act, like a wonderful guy, down to earth.
He's phenomenal. He's phenomenal.
That's awesome. And, of course, the last one is, who is the best promoter you ever worked with?
Well, I mean, without a doubt, it would be Vince McMahon. I mean, he's beyond taking pro wrestling into sports entertainment around the world into a media conglomerate that's made, you know, huge amounts of money, without a doubt.
That's awesome. Well, I really want to thank you for taking some time with us today. I really hope the audience can appreciate everything you've done and are still doing to help the business. And, thank you so much for your time. Perhaps we'll see you work with WWE again sporadically in the future. Hopefully, perhaps. Is that something you're hoping to do?
Never say never.
And hopefully some of those recruits get in there, because that would be awesome.
Absolutely. And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.